But first, Republicans control both houses of Congress and the White House, but Democrats are still celebrating the defeat of efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act, though that doesn't mean significant changes to the law couldn't emerge in the near future. And President Trump's plunging popularity levels are also making Democrats optimistic. To find out more, I'm joined by the chair of the Democratic National Committee, Tom Perez. And Tom, first, Democrats are entirely opposed to overturning the Affordable Care Act, but does the party support any bipartisan efforts to modify the law?
Well, the Affordable Care Act has improved the lives of millions, including people in Arizona, 36% reduction in the ranks of the uninsured. But we can do better, and that's what Democrats have been calling for. We've been calling for an open bipartisan process where we can ask the questions, you know, how do we further stabilize the markets? How do we reduce the cost of prescription drugs? I think there are bipartisan solutions to those questions, and they're important questions, and Democrats look forward to working together. The problem, Steve, was that 13 men got behind closed doors and tried to ram a bill down the Senate, and that's no way to run a railroad. And hopefully we can get back to regular order.
Another issue very important to Arizonans and Arizona voters is immigration. The Trump administration announced wanting to make some different changes on that front yesterday, and some of the business community, even those on the who would be considered the more conservative side, are concerned about some of those possible changes. What should any changes to immigration look like? Should we change any of the system?
Well, the proposal I found rather ironic, because as Donald Trump is hiring people at Mar-a-Lago from foreign countries, he's talking about doing something different at home. He could start out by practicing what he appears to be preaching. And as you correctly point out, Steve, Democrats and Republicans alike yesterday came out in force against this proposal. It is going to be bad for family unification. It's bad for business. It's bad for working people. And that's why you saw an immediate response from Democrats and Republicans alike. This is not only going to stifle America's growth, but it's going to limit our potential. I live in a very diverse community here in the nation's capital, and I've been to Arizona a lot. The diversity in Arizona, I believe, is our biggest strength, and we need to make sure we understand that we need an immigration system that enables us to capture that great strength. We need comprehensive immigration reform, Steve, that addresses everything. And we did it in 2014. Republicans and Democrats came together around a proposal for comprehensive immigration reform that would have addressed the legal immigration issues in a different and better way. But unfortunately, the far right would not allow a vote in the House of Representatives on the bipartisan bill that passed the United States Senate.
And a couple of those people who were involved in that bipartisan effort were two Arizona Republican senators, one of whom the Democrats have in the crosshairs for 2018, and that's Senator Jeff Flake running for re-election. What are you looking for there? At this point, there aren't any so-called big-name Democrats running against him.
Well, we'll see what happens over time, but Jeff Flake has twisted himself into a pretzel, and Arizonans have asked him to vote no and stand up to the disastrous health care bill. But his vote last week was a vote to cut taxes for very wealthy people at the expense of hardworking Arizonans. He talks the talk about standing up to President Trump, but when you look at his voting record, he's been with President Trump more than 90% of the time. I judge people by their actions. And it seems like he is simply another tool for Donald Trump's right-wing agenda. And I'm confident that a strong candidate is going to emerge on the Democratic side who's going to focus on increasing access to health care for Arizonans, growing the economy.
Tom, one positive sign that Maricopa County Democrats took out of the last election cycle was the defeat of Sheriff Joe Arpaio. You have a lot of experience with him, having worked at the DOJ. What are your thoughts about what happened with the decision earlier this week by Judge Bolton? Did you think it was justified?
I was not at all surprised by Judge Bolton's decision, because I was the original head of the Civil Rights Division when we took action against Sheriff Arpaio. He's a disgrace to law enforcement. I have such profound respect for law enforcement and what I saw in Arizona in our investigation. I remember hearing from members, employees of the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office who said that his actions, his divisive actions, had built, and these aren't my words, these are the words of Sheriff's Office employees, he had built walls of distrust between the sheriff's office and the community. Nobody is above the law, and he tried to be above the law. That's plain and simple.
A lot of people will say that when Democrats were in power, that Republicans were the obstacle, and all they did was sort of say no. Now, based on earlier parts of our conversation, you're being optimistic about how Democrats have ideas, they want to get involved. In a case right now, though, where we don't have officially a split government at the level in Washington, how difficult is it to not appear as the party of no?
Well, we're continuing to state very loudly and clearly, Steve, what we stand for. You know, we believe that health care should be a right for all, not a privilege for a few. We have very specific proposals on how to improve the Affordable Care Act. We strongly believe that we should mend it, not end it. We have a very specific proposal on immigration reform, a comprehensive proposal along the lines of the 2014 bill that passed the United States Senate. We have very specific proposals on infrastructure. And as I listen to traffic and weather when I'm out in Arizona and I am snarled in traffic, I understand the need for infrastructure reform. And so we're talking about things as Democrats that are the bread and butter issues. That's what Democrats are fighting for. That's our proactive and our positive agenda.
Tom Perez is the chair of the Democratic National Committee. Tom, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Pleasure to be with you.
According to a document obtained by the New York Times, the Justice Department plans